Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast series entitled Discipleship 101. This message is repentance, mind, heart, will, and faith. Have you ever had someone apologize to you under duress, but you knew they did not mean it? It usually goes something like this. If I hurt you, I'm sorry. This sort of thing is forced upon little children by well-meaning parents. We repent because we know we're supposed to, but our hearts are not in it. Repentance that does not come from the heart is fairly worthless. The basic definition of repentance is a change of mind, but that does not mean it is mere intellectual assent. If it does not extend all the way to the heart, it's not real. It may start with mental comprehension of a wrong done, but it should impact the emotions too. Paul wrote about the emotional side of repentance when he addressed a sin issue in the church in Corinth. Before his letter, the church members were not sorry for what was happening in the church. They had chosen not to deal with a man who was having sexual relations with his stepmother, a serious offense that even the pagans thought was heinous. Paul rebuked the church by letter, and thankfully, they dealt with the situation, expelling the unrepentant sinner. Later, he repented and was restored, which was the hope all along. Here is what Paul wrote in the aftermath. I read from 2 Corinthians 7, 10 and 11. For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow. But worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. Just see what this godly sorrow produced in you. Such earnestness, such concern to clear yourselves, such indignation, such alarm, such longing to see me, such zeal, such a readiness to punish wrong. You show that you have done everything necessary to make things right. Most of us have encountered people who have some besetting sin to which they have succumbed, such as alcoholism, for example. Plenty of alcoholics, if they're not in denial, will sorrowfully acknowledge that they have a problem while making little or no effort to overcome their addiction. This happens all the time when drunk panhandlers ask people for money. They are sorrowful but unrepentant. They have not changed their mind about sinning. They simply admit they have a problem. This is not repentance. It is not from the heart. It is not a true change of mind because the will has never been engaged. Real repentance was demonstrated by many people in the Bible. King David was a good example. He sinned against God and one of his most loyal friends when he committed adultery with Uriah's wife Bathsheba, got her pregnant, and deliberately arranged to have Uriah killed in battle to cover it up. He concealed this sin for at least 9 months, the very opposite of repentance. After the baby was born, Nathan the prophet confronted David about his sin. It was at this point that David broke, repented from the heart, and changed his ways. He chose to make things right as best he could. Here's the psalm he wrote at the time. This was heartfelt repentance that engaged the will. Psalm 51, 1 through 4. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin, for I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I've done what is evil in your sight, and you will be proved right when you say, and your judgment against me is just. David revealed that despite his sin, he had faith that he could still turn to God. True repentance has a faith component. The Apostle Peter is another example of real repentance. After he denied the Lord, he wept, exhibiting a strong emotional component. But would he change his ways too, or simply slink away in shame, never to be heard from again? After Jesus' resurrection, when Peter saw the Lord, he ran to him to seek forgiveness and be reconciled. Peter's repentance combined a change of mind, emotional sorrow, a choice to make things right, and it was accompanied by faith, making it real. Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed Jesus to the Jewish leaders, also felt remorse, but he had no faith that he could be forgiven. Instead of running to the Lord, he hung himself. Faith makes the difference. It's one thing to be sorry for something, but quite another to actively seek forgiveness, try to make things right, and turn to God in the belief that we can be forgiven. Biblical repentance combined with faith leads to forgiveness, reconciliation, and restoration. Perhaps this meditation has made you realize that you need to repent in some area. Don't delay. Strike while the iron is hot. It's easy to put things off forever. Tell God you're sorry. Seek to make things right. Ask for and receive forgiveness. Choose to stop sinning as you rely on the Spirit's help. We cannot change on our own, but God will transform us from the inside out.